Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action and Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Farias. I am founder of LaBelle Baskets. And as always, I want to say thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this call, and a special welcome to all of our new gifting experts who are joining our LaBelle Baskets family. I just want to say thank you to all of you for your success and your journey for the whole 2020. Thank you for being here with me. And just remember, your steps to success begins with really knowing your business. So it's really important, guys, that you keep yourselves updated, whether you're on Facebook, because we do add a lot of information on Facebook and in the training site. And if you have any questions, always remember you have your mentor and you have corporate. You could always call us out on the support line, or even faster, just email us and we'll answer all your questions, okay? But I hope everyone is staying safe. I hope everyone is healthy. I want to wish everyone a happy, happy new year. I still can't believe we made it out of 2020. I feel 2020 never started. I mean, it just feels like that year just, I mean, there was a lot going on that year, but it just feels like it just never started. But here it is, guys, it's 2021. We're already so many days in, and right now it truly is about staying focused, you know, living our best lives and shutting out that noise that's around us, you know, on an everyday basis. But it's also about having new goals, because we do have a business that we have to run, and having a new mindset to stay positive and really spend each day accomplishing things that makes us happy. But not only makes us happy, but gives us value in our lives. So my best advice to all of you, which I give to myself all the time, is to really detox our minds, get into a reset. That's the way I felt this beginning of the year, is to really reset my mind and go into a brighter tomorrow, and just think of all the good things that are coming. So 2021 is a reset, a restart, however you want to say it. And we just have to really focus on the positive. And that's what with the LaBelle Baskets is about, not only thinking of the positive, but just really doing things that's going to make us happy. Okay? So as you can see, we're already 8 days in. So you should have received, I'm going into the updates right now. So you should have received the newsletter with all the monthly updates. As you can see with the candle of the month, we already listed all the new 12 different scents from January to December. We've already updated the website, and we'll be updating the training site this weekend on all that stuff. We've already added the one candle in the newsletter, so we'll be adding it in the newsletter every month. So you could all have pictures of each candle, okay? With the Cookie of the Month Club, we have 5 cookies and the 6th cookie for January. We have the 2021 cookie. And then, of course, every month we have a different cookie representing the month. So, guys, with a new month, we just want to keep pushing forward to having an amazing month. As I said, we're already 8 days in. I want all of you to really focus on the categories right now. Focus on our services, our products. Focus on building a team. So many people are looking to be part of something that they could actually supplement their income. Some people are still unemployed. You know, even if people are unemployed and they're collecting unemployment checks, they could still do LaBelle, because every state has a cap as to how much they can make, even being on unemployment. So, you know, they're not going to file this until next year. So there's people who could still come in and you know, add a little bit of income to what they're collecting right now. And I know many of them are going to end their unemployment, I think it's like in March. So people are going to be looking, and we want to be there to help them where they could start a business with us. So these are the little things that you could start focusing on. And all the occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, already we started with so many sympathies for the beginning of the year, and just, I care about you, I love you. So So these are the things that we want to keep pushing forward. So then, as you can see, we took down everything that has to do with Christmas, the Christmas banners, the holiday categories. We're still updating all of our California gift baskets. They really sold out. I mean, it was incredible. But we brought some wine baskets back. So if you go to the wine basket category, you will see some of them back on the website. But we still have a lot more that we have to finish. So I'm just waiting for them to send me our spreadsheet so we could start adding maybe some new baskets and bring back some of the baskets that we usually carry throughout the year. Now, also when it comes to, let's see here, I'm looking at my notes. Oh, when it comes to payouts right now, really quickly, we have one more payout to end the 2020 commissions. This payout will be January 15th. And once we finalize that one last payout, which I hope people understand, January 15th, you get paid for the commissions that you made from December 16th to the 31st, okay? And we pay that on the second week of the month following. So on January 15th, once we close out that and finalize it, we will have your back office opened. And once you log in, like you see it now, we will have the 1099s for 2020. So you can file it with the IRS, okay? So guys, as I said before, this year is really about setting up to have even a better year than we have the last 11 years. We're in our 12th year right now, and we want to make it a really successful year. So I go through a lot of the emails that you guys send us, you know, and I go through what can we do to make Labella better? What can we do to make things where your business can be successful and you can make a lot more money? So that's on my mind every single day. I mean, I wake up in the morning and throughout the day, and by the time I'm going to bed, my brain is filled with like all these different ideas. But before I even get to the good news, which I know, I hope I have a lot of people on the call because I have very, very exciting news. Valentine's Day is the major holiday next. Okay, so in the newsletter, we broke it down, all the cutoff dates. By this weekend, we should have the category up and running. So Monday, you should see it, or maybe by the weekend. So what we're going to do with that category right now is that we're just going to put out whatever we have. And if we get more baskets or things that are going to be available to us that has to do with Valentine's Day, we'll just keep adding it to fill it. So if we have it up by this weekend, this weekend will be what, the 10th and the 11th. So we pretty much have a good 3 weeks to promote it. Valentine's Day lands on a Sunday this year. So all the orders really have to be placed before the 7th. If it's like a gift basket or anything like that, cookies, anything from the New York warehouse, like a under 20 or a Radiance or whatever. But at the same time, we have our overnight flowers, we have our same day flowers, and that pretty much, we want to make that cutoff time around the 12th. Because remember, a holiday like that, it's even more difficult than it is when it's Christmas time. Because at Christmas, people do send a lot of flowers, a lot of centerpieces. But Valentine's Day, that is the major flowers, and Mother's Day. But Valentine's Day is pretty the number one when it comes to flowers. So if you could get those orders in earlier and then just let us know what date you want it delivered, we could actually process those orders and then they'll be on standby until they deliver it. So the sooner the orders come in on flowers, much better. So people are not working in offices anymore, and plus it lands on a Sunday. So these will be going to people's homes. So we could have them delivered by Friday, okay? And I know there's going to be a lot of roses and all that. So we're really excited. So we should have that category up by this weekend. We will have a sale, which is our normal 10% sale. And the coupon code is going to be LOVE, L-O-V-E, because love is going to be in the air, I hope, for all of us. So that's where I stand with that. Now, every other thing that we'll be doing is basically occasions, but that is officially, that's when I know LaBelle is starting all over again, because that becomes a craziness. Like, we just got off crazy, you know, the holiday season and getting those orders out. And then we have this little time of break, and then we go back to a major, major holiday, which already, if you go to CVS or if you go to, they already, their aisles are full of chocolates. So hopefully we'll have a lot of Godiva chocolates and all the stuff that we love from our California warehouse. And then, of course, all of the beautiful baskets that we have from our Texas warehouse, our delicious cookies, our chocolate-covered strawberries. Anything going out overnight, we need those orders in a lot earlier. And this way we could just put a date to it, okay? So before I even talk about my exciting news, does anybody have any questions? Press 5-star. Any questions? Press 5-star. Any questions? No? This is the time to ask. I can't open up the line for Mary Lewinsky. Happy New Year, Mary.
Yeah, Mia, I wanted to ask, you know how normally we have that Save 10? Do we have anything, are we having in use anymore?
That I took down, and the reason I took it down because when you have an ongoing coupon, it takes away the value. People were overusing it, okay? And I need to keep stability when it comes to the coupon codes that are used. I'd rather do sales, but we run a sale pretty much a lot. So you could always use the ones that we have during the holidays. But I will put the Save 10 out, like, for a couple of days. I'm not going to do it where you can use it all the time, because people are using it for everything, and that wasn't my purpose on that. Did you get that, Mary? They were using it for all the products, and it's not meant for all the products, okay? So I have to keep a steady lookout on that coupon code. But I will bring it out maybe every other month and give it a couple of days that you guys could use it, and you could blast it out to people and saying, here's a terrific sale. But for now, I have to keep it that way. Okay. But right now we're going to have, right now we're going to have the Valentine's Day sale, and that's going to be LOVE. And then, like I said, you know, I want to put out coupon codes during the slow times of the year, which is like during the summer. Excuse me?
When will love start?
Once we put the category up.
And how much will that be? 10%?
That's all we could do.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do any more than 10% because we have many who are in 30 and 35 and 40. So that's basically what it comes down to. But 10% is good. People like it.
So it's LOVE or Love 10?
No, it's just LOVE. I think it's just LOVE, but I'll check. I'll post it once we do the category. It'll be on the category like always.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, guys, this is a conversation that I have a lot with consultants privately, and it's something that you all have to understand. When you give a sale, you don't want to take away value from having a sale all the time, number one. Number two, we give, you know, commissions throughout our different products. So sometimes those coupon codes don't work on certain items. And that coupon code was used like on everything. And it just got a little out of hand. So I need to control that. So as I said to Mary, we're going to do it for holidays. And then once in a while, in a month, we'll bring it out. We'll do like a 7-day sale. After that, it'll expire. You can't have a sale all the time. it takes away from the value of our products. Okay? So, any other questions before I go into exciting news? Because this is so exciting. Anybody else? That's right, sir? Okay, good. So, here it is. Doing a lot of thinking, a lot of emails, a lot of back and forth, always trying to figure out, you know, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? And I always, always welcome your concerns. I always welcome your ideas and your challenges. It's almost like we all work together. I know we don't have an office that we could all sit down and have a conference room and we could just go over things we like, we don't like. But that's how I feel about you guys. You're not just my consultants. You're part of the business. You know, you're part of the ideas and how we nurture this business and how we want to grow. And I want all of you to be successful. That is my goal, for you guys to have a check every 1st and every 15th, that you don't go out without a check every 1st and every 15th. And there's people who do that every month. They make money on the 1st and the 15th. They don't go without a check, whether it's the passive income that they've created for themselves, which is building a team, having memberships. Remember, we have 5 memberships. That's passive income. You do the work once, that customer is getting their cookie every month, you're making your money every month. That customer gets the candle the month you make. So these are the things that we're going to keep adding so everyone could really, really build. So one thing that people keep asking me, and we've had these conversations over and over again. And back in the day, we used to have, I think it was like the 1st 3 years, 4 years, or someone could correct me. We had free shipping, but we were able to do it. So I know free shipping was a major, major thing with a lot of you. I know a lot of my leaders, which you're all leaders, but I'm, you know, people who have teammates, they were saying that, you know, they felt bad seeing their team work so hard. And, they, you know, was it not having free shipping? Was it not, you know, was it the product? It's hard to really figure out. Is it because they didn't work hard? I have to go through all of that because it takes work to build a business. And I'm sure all of you will agree with me. You cannot just join any direct selling company and just think by posting one thing on your Facebook that all of a sudden you start earning a commission. It doesn't work that way. And I don't care. We could go back and forth on this one. It takes work. I've been doing this for over 20-something years. It takes work to build, especially a work-at-home business. So going back to what I was saying, you know, I know that free shipping was something that consumers were looking for. And statistics say, which I know, that consumers say that free shipping is the top most incentive to shopping online. And free shipping is a necessity now to retail stores. And I know to succeed these days, they're saying that, you know, we have to add value. Now, don't get me wrong. We have many items that have incredible value. And our baskets weigh, they're heavy. And if you guys went to UPS or the Postal Service or FedEx and you gave them a 10-pound box, it costs a pretty penny. They don't say, oh, don't worry about it, it's free shipping. No, they want their money. Every company wants their money. So we have to work around that. But I know it's a useful tool. I've seen it a lot this year. It is a useful tool for promoting our sites. It's improving. They say free shipping improves customer service. It encourages customers to spend a lot more money. And because so many stores cater to it, they think everybody has it. And when they don't have it, which I heard from you guys, you know, it's like, oh, Mia, you know, they love the gift basket. They were willing to pay $80. But when they saw the shipping, they changed their mind. It's all a mindset, guys. It really, really is. But I know it does increase. When we when we offered it back then, people were using it a lot. It did increase the average order value. It did make our customers happy. It made them feel like they were getting a good deal, because that's what free shipping does. It makes you feel like you're getting a good deal. So here it is, the news. Are you ready? We will have a free shipping category. Wait, I got to open up the lines. Is there any excitement going on right now? Hold on. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Amazing.
That's
wonderful.
That's amazing. Okay, so let me go into the details now, because there's more. So I am so excited. So with free shipping, I could only limit it to certain items, two items only, which is our major items. I can't do them with flowers. There's no way around it. But I could do it with gift baskets, wine baskets, chocolate baskets. So anything in the gift basket category, and our cookies, which is major. Now, it's not going to be the existing baskets. No. It's going to be brand new baskets, different baskets. I'm creating baby baskets, cookies, gourmet baskets, wine baskets, chocolate baskets. Let's see, care packages. I'm going to keep building as much as I can for those categories. Okay. And I've had many conversations with our warehouses. They agree with me in so many different ways. And with all these conversations back and forth, we came to a really good agreement. We're going to have the free shipping category. I think this will be a major, major game changer. Do you want to promote it? It's up to you. Do you not want to promote it? It's up to you. Remember, everything we have in our store, you have options. You don't want to promote the skincare line, you don't have to. But you don't know if you're going to get that order. So I always say promote everything, because you just don't know when that next customer is going to come. So with the free shipping category, we will break it down where it's going to be on top of the gift basket. So we're going to have free shipping, and then we're going to have our standard gift baskets. Then we're going to have our premium, same day, and then our overnight. So it'll be on top. As I said before, we're going to have, I don't have my list in front of me, but it's going to be different. It's almost going to be like the same different types of categories that we have in our gift baskets. Like, you know, thank you gift baskets, gourmet and cheese, whatever they could offer me that's new, I will put into that section. So we're going to have $59.99 baskets, $69.99, $79.99. If I could get lower ones, I would do the best I can. But $59.99 means that the shipping, that's free shipping. So do the math, guys. And this is where it changes a little bit. I know many of you are at 20%. I know many of you are at 22, 24, 26. I cannot offer any commissions other than 20%. Now, as I said, if you don't want to sell it because you're not going to get your 40%, because, guys, it's about quantity right now. If you could get five baskets sold for the month at free shipping at $59.99, do the math, 20% of $59.99, that's $12. Five baskets in a month at $12, you just made $60 for the month. That's what I'm looking for. Is that if people want to go for the regular baskets that have a shipping, you will continue to get your regular commissions. Anything in the free shipping category will be at 20%. And hopefully, not only are we adding value, the customer will feel that we're giving them value. And I'm hoping that it will increase your average orders for the month. So that's basically it. And I'm really, really excited. I think this is going to be a game changer for all of you. When you get that customer saying, well, I don't want this gift basket, it's too much money. Well, let me take you to our free shipping. You know, I want to blast it out. I'm going to be creating, well, I already have banners being created. That free shipping is coming soon to Labella. And I'm hoping that more people will join our company because now they're going to see incredible value. And guys, I'm not going to just have 20 baskets in that category. I'm going to make it major. Whatever I could do to keep adding a certain amount of baskets into that category, I really want to build that category. So we could get more customers coming in and buying from you, and at the same time, build our teams, because now people may be able to sell that one gift basket that they couldn't sell before. I don't know what the reasons are that some of you might have your ups and downs with the business. As I said before, the internet has changed a lot. The outside world has changed a lot. So the way you market has to change. So it starts from that. But having the free shipping category, it's just another added bonus to our business. Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines. Anybody have any questions on this? Let me know how excited you are. Let me know what's going on your pretty little head. Okay, anybody? Press 5-star. Anybody have any questions? Just press 5-star and I'll open up the line for you. Any questions on the free shipping category? Nobody has any questions? Okay, you probably asked me, when are we adding these? I'm hoping to have it up by next week. Okay, so maybe we'll have a few, maybe one or two Valentine's gifts in that category. I don't know. I can't guarantee that. But I know we will have a variety. So far, I've seen a few baskets that we will be adding in that category. So it's going to be something. I really want to change up 2021 for many of you. Okay? Anybody has any questions? No? Is the lines working? Let me open up the lines. Okay. Anybody have questions?
Yes, can you hear me? This is Cornelia.
Okay, hold on, Cornelia. Is it not working? Did you try to press 5-star?
I did, and it didn't work for me.
Okay, so hold on. Let me open up the line so we could hear you. Okay. Happy New Year, Cornelia. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. First of all, Happy New Year to you and everyone, and I'm so thankful for you. You are incredible. Your company is incredible. And I am so excited about everything I just heard. You have no idea. So I am, I'm just super excited. That's incredible. And I know that it's not easy to get. It's super valuable. I cannot wait to share with my team who's not able to be on. They are going to be so thrilled. And then I'm going to send you a separate email. I have a large order for the $20 items. I needed to know you have the straw baskets on sale. Not straw baskets, straw bags. And I needed to know the quantity that you had on the pink ones. That's all I needed to know.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Thank you so much, but really this is incredible. I'm excited. I cannot wait to see all the baskets and all the merchandise with free shipping. So, yes, thank you.
I know. I'm so excited, too. But thank you, Cornelia, and Happy New Year. And to you and your team, you know, let's make 2021 bigger than ever. That's what my goal is for all of you. So, guys, you know, that's how I felt when I was, as I said, I listen to what you guys say. When I have those one-on-one conversations with you and you call me here and we talk for hours, and sometimes we don't even talk about Labella. We talk about everything and everything. It's like you're my best friend. I think about what can we do to build this business. And I know free shipping was a major setback for many of you. And It's people, it's in their heads now because they see it all over the place, especially with Amazon. But remember, with Amazon, they have Prime. They have to pay for a membership. I mean, there's a lot involved when it comes to free shipping. But so far, I've seen our baby baskets. They are so cute. I'm going to have mini baskets, gift baskets. I'm going to have some snack baskets. And again, it's going to be like $59.99 free shipping, $69.99 free shipping, $79.99 free shipping, $89.99 free shipping. I might even go a little bit over $89.99, like even in the hundreds, because if the basket has a lot of value, people will, because people do already buy the $199 baskets. They really do, guys. So I will go with every value as long as it's free shipping and people are happy. Even our corporate accounts, we go after those corporate accounts. No, you know, we don't have to figure out, you know, let's give them a discount, Mia. No, it's already free shipping. So if they buy 10, they just put 10 in the cart and that's it. There's not going to be, but they have to pay tax, and that's basically it. So any other questions, press 5-star. Any other questions on this category? Any other questions, press 5-star. Well, let me open up the line again because maybe it's not working. Anybody else have a question? I know there's a lot of people on the call, but some people are not here. We'll be sending out a newsletter with the exciting news on it. The recorded call will be posted on our training site. We will also add a whole new page in our training site with free shipping and everything that we went over about the 20% and all that. So this is exciting. Everybody excited as I am? Say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, good, good. Okay, guys, so this is on a high note. I am so proud of all of you and all the hard work that you put for the holiday season. But it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It's a new year. It's a new Labella. We have Valentine's Day. We have this free shipping. I'm still working on the vase, you know, the message on the vase. It's going to be an incredible year. And Cornelia, if you have any questions, just email at support and let us know what items you need that's in stock. And then we could give you how many we have left in stock. But remember, guys, we do have a lot still, like the earmuffs. We have the scarves. It's still chilly out there. So, you know, keep promoting that as well for Valentine's Day. We're going to have the 10% off so they could use it in that category as well. So, guys, I want you guys to have the most beautiful, beautiful day. Be amazing. Do amazing things. Keep on the positive. Clear your mind of all the toxic. I always say, listen to some good music, watch good movies, read some good books about learning how to build your business, you know, some ebooks, whatever it takes to get yourself in a happy, happy place, okay? So I'm going to open up the lines. Have a beautiful day, everyone, and let's just have a great weekend. But today's not over, so let's get some sales, let's get some teammates, and let's just keep building our business, okay? Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Mia.
Bye.